Here's Ian Closier, what he did. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here with KCNR 1460 and Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on sabbatical this morning. We'll be back Tuesday. We'll be here with us tomorrow when Haven Humane rolls through. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So I'm here with Bad Bob.
Hey, and morning.
There you go. You don't go right into it. You know what? We're trying to be a kinder and gentler group this year. You know, as Donald Trump is trying to teach us to be a kinder, gentler group, to work together, to make those decisions that makes everybody happy, as opposed to those hard decisions that are the best for everybody. So, good morning.
and a greeting to you, too. A little bit brisk this morning.
Well,
okay, and launching off into it, 35 degrees in Reading right now, and we'll see a high of about 64. Tonight's low will be back down into the mid-30s, so a little frost out there on the lawn. Some afternoon clouds. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 59, and then the clouds start moving in earnest. By Wednesday night, we will see rain with half an inch. Definitely going to fall, so get everything dried out, cleaned up, and put away, because we won't have a lot of wind, but we are looking at close to 3 inches of rain over the next by the end of the week.
Does that include the weekend?
Actually, looking at pulling out the longer forecast, half an inch Wednesday, 1 to 2 inches Thursday, an inch Thursday. An inch Friday, so through the weekend it should clear up, but we're going to add to our rainfall total considerably over this week.
We're only 32
feet.
It's
like a wet storm.
Yeah, we're only 32 feet from the top, too.
They've been letting out a lot of water because Reclamation, their mission is to try to mitigate the flooding downstream, so they're trying to get some headroom behind that dam before this next storm hits.
Well, Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. Owned and operated by Chuck and Judy Kenny. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. You can get them at 365-3793. I want to talk about Shasta Gas Propane here for a second. Chuck Kenny invited Linda and I to the California Deer Association. I don't know if you've ever been to one of these California Deer Association's dinners, Bob.
I heard they were pretty nice.
Well, I tell you what, I was there probably 9 years ago after we first moved here. They have something called the Golden Passport, and it's
like Charlie in the Chocolate Factory with the golden ticket.
It might be. I don't know. I haven't seen Willy Wonka. What it does, it allows you to hunt anywhere in California, and and there's, other things to it, but it obviously is something really cool because it went for a really large price. But I saw the people they were bidding. Now, Chuck Kenny is and he had two tables there, and he supports this. He's a deer hunter, but they had this hunt for a disabled person. It's a disabled person, and somebody will sponsor the hunt. And what that means is, the disabled individual gets a rifle, and they get a trip out to shoot and to hunt, to actually hunt in itself. Like the one from last year was in a wheelchair, but it was sponsored. Some of the California Deer Association people from up here went with them, and the young man shot his deer. He wasn't young; he's a little bit older. Well, they not only did he get that, but they also the Deer Association had it mounted for him and all this. So they what they cool. do is they auction off the opportunity to support this event. You know, like for next year, because it takes some money to do it.
A little logistics involved.
There's a lot of logistics involved, and then getting to the spot and all this. Well, Chuck, who is a very selfless guy, I'm not trying to embarrass him because he could get embarrassed over this. And by the way, your bump music you're going to play going out might be, I want you to play that coming back in.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Chuck and Judy Kenny are very selfless people. They believe in their fellow man. They are a truly, truly nice people. He's a Vietnam veteran, Purple Heart, helicopter pilot in there, knew my cousin, who also flew during that time frame. But Chuck and Judy Kenny are just really, really nice people. Well, Chuck started to bid on this thing, you know, to be able to help this young man. The young man was standing out there for next year. Well, something happened, and the bidding starts going up. and they probably go for like, you know, I can't say, maybe 4,000 or 5,000, you know, that sponsors it.
Wow.
Well, by the time it was over, and it got to a couple points, you know, Chuck's kind of looking, wondering who that other person was on the other side of the room. And, I mean, at this point, then his son-in-law leans in, and he says, I'm in. Anyway, they end up supporting this, spending $10,000 on making sure a disabled person has an experience of their lifetime, which really it's enough for a couple of them.
Yeah.
So that's what they said. And a standing ovation. And it was so genuinely warranted because this is the kind of guy he is. He didn't bid for stuff on himself. I mean, he could have spent that and bought anything, right? And the only other thing he bid on was on a rifle that all the proceeds were going to go to help a gentleman who was suffering from Lyme's disease. So he bid on that. But another group over there on the other side, they buy this rifle for $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a $5,000 rifle by any means. But the money goes back to this man. And then these people take it and donate it back to the CDA, and they sell it again for almost the same price. So all that money goes to this man who's been a member of the California Deer Association, and this $10,000 just going because all the rifles are sponsored. They're not spending money on that. So I can't even begin to tell you, when I was sitting there, you think of, a bunch of hunters. They're not.
Yeah.
These people, they're hunters, but they're environmentalists. But they really, 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 when they give that opportunity, they're there to help their fellow man. Maybe not all of them, but my gosh, Chuck Kenny, my hat's off to him. Linda had tears in her eyes. I mean, a standing ovation for this guy. And he deserved it. He and his son-in-law.
The Hollywood types who want the rest of us to support their cause, you don't see them, you know, ponying up personal funds. They get everybody else to spend their money. This is good, honest Americans digging into their pockets and helping somebody out without government interference.
And I'm sorry that I didn't get everybody's name that was doing this because you saw it all during the night. So California Deer Association, first time I ever went to one. I mean, and I have to admit that those prices were flying through. I mean, Linda couldn't get her hand up fast enough before it passed us. You know, I mean, when it goes past a certain number, I'm like, okay, that one's going away.
Hmm.
But the whole thing was well done. But seeing what people did to help other people, Chuck and then the many other people that were out there, but you know, mainly Chuck.
Big kudos.
Big shout out for Chuck Kenny and Judy and the people from Shasta Gas Propane, but also Shasta Tanks. You know, he won an award for having a business that hired so many veterans. Veterans that may have had tough times getting other jobs. He's got them out there working at really good pay.
Well, bless him.
The man needs to be recognized. Okay. We're going to take a break. Now, if it's Monday, it's got to be me talking about my sleep number bed.
Ah, yes, yes.
Or Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Or Tuesday, if you ask me. Sleep number.
How did you sleep?
Let me tell you this. This has been a big weekend. I was, you know, Friday night, we had a dinner out at, with people out at Tierra Oaks. And I'm not even going to get into the humor and good times people were having, but the extended wait for the two cooks that were trying to cook individual Mexican dinners. It was almost hilarious by the end. But we got, you know, but then we get home, but we get back late. Next morning, I'm up. I'm teaching a concealed carry class, an all women's concealed carry class. Was there till 4. At 5, we were out going to the deer hunter, the California Deer Association. And yesterday, up at 5 o'clock, to get out there to set up for the women so they could, when they were shooting, when they showed up. So, when you think about it, you know that when you hit the bed, it's got to be perfect, and sleep number is. It's been a month since, you know, the end of the year, and you've got a chance now. Everybody's got their, you know, you've got your resolutions, right? One of them, health, diet, exercise, sleep. And let me tell you, right now, your sleep number, you can save $300 on a very affordable, adjustable queen C4 mattress. My sleep number setting is 60. Linda's sleep number setting is 40. We sleep, and you know what? You wake up in the morning, you feel good. There's nothing hurting. It's totally relaxed. And I tell you what, after the life I've led, I have pains. But when I wake up in the morning, everything is feeling really good. All of this sleep number. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on down there. Go see Brian Janice or any of the pros. Go down there. Look at the pillows they have. Look at everything they have. You're never going to be sorry. That's sleep number. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Must be Budget Blinds. Because only Budget Blinds brings a showroom of great window fashions to your door. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Janet. Love the new designs.
Colors and patterns you can't find anywhere else. Brought right to your door. Exclusive product lines for every budget, including Roman shades, rugs, pillows, and so much more. To transform any room from ordinary to extraordinary. Plus, we do all the measuring and installation for you. No more running from store to store or taking your chances online.
Budget Blinds is a home convenience concept. Whenever you call Budget Blinds, you're always going to get a live person on the phone. We'll come out, we'll bring all sorts of different samples, we'll listen to your needs. Being a franchise owner of Budget Blinds, a big part would be our warranties. Our warranties are unbeatable. With no questions asked, no matter what happens to your window coverings, you're covered in.
So when you hear, think Budget Blinds.
If you're in need of custom window coverings, give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at budgetblinds.com.
This is your life, good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this. This is your life, and it's ending 1 minute at a time.
Tired of watching California burn down around your ears?
Tired of watching your rights stripped away?
Finally ready to do something about it?
Join us,
Red Smith
and Wynn Carpenter,
in the fight for the Jefferson Free State.
Every Sunday, 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
It's only after you've lost everything that you're free to do anything.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Doom, 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 doom. Another one bites the dust. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
I cracked myself up.
Another one bites the dust.
Doom, doom, I had to wait doom, for that. Doom.
Another one bites the dust. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 22 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's 34 degrees out there, going up to 65. Today it's going to be nice. Today it's going to be nice tomorrow. Wednesday, it'll be nice in the morning. Wednesday night, it starts rolling in. Thursday, Friday, stand by. Get your umbrellas. Get your rubbers out. Get everything out because the deluge hits. Super Bowl weekend. Another one bites the dust. That's right. Kurt Starman, the manager, the city manager, on Friday afternoon announces his retirement. I wish you could see my fingers because that, you know how you hold up the two fingers on, you know, two fingers and go, retirement. Retirement. All right, somebody out there, tell me how much Kurt Starman is going to retire at. Because I'm not sure.
Look at Transparent California.
Just Transparent California. Well, look that up for me, buddy. Let's just see what he's retiring at, because Kurt, he's doddering along. He can barely get into the car. He needs help getting up the stairs. He's all of 52. Kurt's leaving. I like Kurt Starman. Kurt Starman's 52. He's leaving. Let's think back. Let me see. Okay. We got crime. We got crime right here in River City. We got crime up past our butts. We got crime everywhere. We got people complaining about crime. We got people writing about crime. We still have crime? Yes. Well, let's fix it. How do we fix it? Let's do a two-year study. And then come out at the end of the study and say, okay, let's have a sales tax. Let's put out Measure D. It's just a half a cent. Wait a minute. Let me finish. Let me get into this, because I want that to be the crescendo at the end there, buddy. Okay. So then we have Measure D. That's going to solve our problems, because you know what? We've also got that 64 bed ARC, that adult bill rehabilitation center. Yes, we're making that step. Let's vote on Measure E too. What's Measure E say? Oh, that says that when Measure D passes, that we're going to spend most of that money on public safety. Okay, well, let's make our plan there. Okay, what's our fallback plan? Oh, no, it'll work. Hey, this is going to pass. This is going to be not even going to be close. Okay. Uh-oh. Measure D failed. Big time. Oh, my gosh. What should we do? I know. Let's give Kim a raise of $1,000 a month. Oh, okay. Let's do that. Okay, that handled that crime problem. Okay, well, then, all right, well, we still have that 64-bed ARC. Well, no, we don't. Well, the courthouse, no, we don't. We've got new council people. Well, they don't know what they're doing yet, really, but they're there. You know, they've got a good part. Yeah, so they need somebody that knows where everything is. Let, you know, somebody that's going to keep the ship afloat, keep it right, keep it going right down with the sails full and trimmed to the right. To the right, the healing to the right angle. That's Kurt Starman. He's there. He's going to be there. Well, no, that's not going to happen either. How much does Kurt retire at?
I'm not sure of his percentage that he makes. I can tell you.
30 years?
Yeah, just tell you that the last couple of years that we have data for, in 2012, Mr. Starman was supposedly making, this according to Transparent California, 206,482 before benefits, after benefits, 313,189. The top number on the list says Reading 2014 with a base salary, drum roll please, $221,048.59. With a grand total with all his benefits and such of $300,000.
Okay. Now, it may offend people when I say this. I don't care. It's not his fault he makes that much money. It's not his fault he makes that much money. Whose fault is it? It's the people who give him the raises and write the contract. So, city council, look back a few years. All of our friends there in city council, they're the ones that hired him and give him all these raises. It's, you know, as I've said this before, you want to come in here and say, hey, Carl, I'm going to pay you $200,000 talking on the radio 2 hours a day. Okay. And I just talk my foot off. Man, I'm just just like I am. I'm just working it. Some people say, well, you know, that seems like a lot of money, you know. And I'll say, you know, you're right. But that's how much they want to pay me for doing my job.
Yep.
So that, see, I've got no problem with that. Now, he retires at around $168,000.
Damn, I
52. Okay, and they all do. Okay, again, am I saying anything about Kurt Starman as an individual? No, but that's what he retires at. Now, when I was a young Marine, and I was, you know, went through boot camp, and then, you know, then they selected me to go to OCS. Man, what an honor! So I went off, and if somebody had told me then I was a second lieutenant, you know, I was serving my country, if they had said to me, "Hey, Carl, when you retire here after 30 years." Of many times hardships and combat and
people trying to put holes in your body,
injuries and all these things that happen, you're going to retire, you know, right around $50,000 a year. Oh, wow. Yeah. However, if you go to work for the city of Reading, where's Reading? It's a small city up in Northern California. Oh, okay. But if you go to work there, and they've got beautiful lakes, and they've got skiing up there at Mount Shasta, Mount Shasta Lake in Whiskeytown. It's a nice place. People are nice. Good schools. Yeah. But if you go to work there, as soon as you get out of the Marine Corps, and you spend 30 years there, and you keep your nose clean, and you work your way up through there, there's a good chance that you could retire at age 50, 52, at $150,000 a year. Double, maybe even triple. You're making now. And I said, working for a city? Yeah, small city. Now.
And no roadside bombs.
And nobody's, you know, they say, there will be times when people are angry at you. But they're not going to shoot, right? They're not going to shoot. No, they don't shoot. But they could be angry at you. So what happens? What happens if the people get angry? Well, really nothing. You'll still get a raise. Really? Yeah. See, every time anybody below you gets a raise, then you get a raise. No, that can't be right. Yes. Yes, that's right, Carl. Well, oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. Let me see on this hand. Dozens of years away, missed birthdays, missed anniversaries, missed everything, injuries, getting shot at, horrible places, dysentery, anything, all this. Living in a real nice place, and anytime anybody below you gets promoted and gets more money, you get more money. Oh, this must
such
be
such a deal.
This must be heaven. All right. Okay, here's somebody says, in Starman's defense, Chico, the number one competitor would be going bankrupt before Reading. Okay, and Eureka number two. Okay. That's great. So where are we right now? We have $300 million in unfunded liabilities. It's going to get worse because, as everybody knows, the state of California is using wrong numbers, and they changed it. It's more money. That's why we can't afford the ARC. We can't afford more policemen. The only thing it seems like we can afford, my friends, is more criminals, more people on the streets.
Yeah.
And they're telling us that cost us $60,000 a year for every one of them. You know?
And that was called the euphemistically called Public Safety Act or something. It was like, yeah, guys, you have your private guards. What do we got?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to bring, you know what? Here's the one. You know, I was going to have a different read here at this end, but now I'm going to read this one. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction.
Sorry,
when the police and sheriff can't be there, you should be, and you should know how to use a gun. And if I can say this, I want you to go to Northern Firearms Instruction's website. Look at the reviews. I can tell you that it's a great place to learn how to use a gun.
It is a big responsibility that should be taken seriously, yes.
And it is. And they try to impart, or we try to impart, on the people in the class, safety, 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 but also the confidence to be able to load, shoot, reload, take care of an immediate stoppage if the gun doesn't shoot. How do you take care of that? How do you keep yourself safe? And to be able to shoot at the end of it and be a safe, competent shooter, okay? This is a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
And you ask yourself, the sheriff shows up. How long before you get there, sheriff? An hour? Ask the chief. Well, we've got it down to 12 minutes. 12 minutes. You say, well, that's not very long. Here's what I want you to do just someday. Sit there and just hold and don't do anything for 5 minutes. Just sit there. See how long 12 minutes would be.
And now I imagine Northern, that you're being beat up or something.
Yeah. You know? Northern Firearms Instruction. It's a full-time job for Ted Leidy. This is what he does. He takes it seriously. Teaches all up in the North State and all his instructors down in Central California. He's moving down in Southern California, NFI. Not only that, they can teach tactical rifle and, of course, the advanced pistol course, which is the best anywhere in this whole Northern California area. Northern Firearms Instruction, readyingccw.com, or give them a call at 530-999-1822. I wholeheartedly endorse this. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie, it's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen of the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m. Film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, Skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
This is a thing I've never known before. It's called easy living. This is a place I've never seen before, and I've been forgiven. Easy living, and I've been forgiven since.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In the city of Reading, where it's easy living, if you're in the management of the city, it's easy living.
But they work so hard.
Well, they do work hard. No, I'm never taking that away from them. Never take that away from them, the work they do. But never. I'm just saying.
That was Kristen's justification, though, for the increase. And there's a lot of hardworking people who haven't seen a raise in many years.
Well, and we're going to talk about that in a second. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, it's probably one of the finest businesses in town. If you want somebody to take care of you or your loved ones, whether it's a short period of time or a long period of time for in-home health care, to help around the house, to keep your loved ones in their home where they're the happiest, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. They're all personally hired by Sharon. They've all had an extensive background investigation. They're all insured and bonded. They're all very well trained. You are going to, if you've come to that point in your life where you need that help, Sharon Clark is the one to call. Not a national agency. Call a local person who started this 10 years ago, whose face is on it, whom you can call and talk to. That's who you want to help you out with your family. You give her a call at 226-8350 or just look at her website, Home Helpers, right here in Reading and Sharon Clark. Well, let's go to the second part of this. County strike starts today. Steve Allen, who is one of the labor negotiators for both the city and the county, will be here at 8 o'clock to discuss the strike and other things. So there's a lot of things that are going to slow down. The Shasta County Veteran Service Office, I can tell you, will have one person there. That'll be Tommy Key. Tommy will be there, and he'll probably answer some of the phones. He can help you with DD-214s. He can help you with license plate things. You know, it's a little license. You get a veteran license plate. And, and emergency types of work. But it's just Tommy, the way I understand it. Unless somehow in the last hour before we came in, I didn't see anybody walk in the picket lines yet, but I'm sure they're out there. Everything else, they're specialists. It's the admin types that keep things going like that. So, the way I understand it is that, there's services going on, the sheriff's deputies and all that, but in the booking, the specialists that take care of the records and all that, they may be on strike too. We're going to find out from Steve Allen when he comes in at 8 o'clock. Shall I start with Trump or shall I start with the record searchlight? Or let's just start with John. Good morning, John. Hello, John. You're on the air.
Carl, I like your show. It's a very good show. My only thing, I'd like to have more talk, less commercials. But anyway, my wife works for the county.
I like getting paid, John.
Hey, John, send me a check every month, and I'll knock some of those commercials out.
Okay. Well, like I say, just a suggestion.
Okay.
And I like getting paid.
For the county.
I'm sorry, what now?
Can I go ahead?
You can. That was just Bob.
My wife works for the county. I'm a veteran. She's worked for him for 28 years, 15 years for CPS, and now she works in the foster care part of it.
Uh-huh.
She's very good at what she does, and every time she has gotten a raise, the cost of insurance eats it up, and I think Larry Lees needs to get off his hands, and all them guys up there, Francine Pelosi, Kurt Starman, Newsom, all them guys, and they need to think about the worker bees that are doing the job and not the people that shuffle people around and really, that's all I had to say. That's my comment.
Well, John, let me just say this, too, is that Tommy Key was saying that he had to give his person a raise just to get him up to $10 an hour. So the rank and file there, a lot of them are at very low salaries. And some of them have not had a raise for years. So
absolutely.
That's not it. What I'm talking about is county's going on strike. And we're going to
My wife's out there walking this morning.
Do they get – and this is an unpaid strike, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Because sometimes, like the big unions will pay people while they're on strike.
but not
no,
here.
Well, you know, they've just got pushed to the point where you got to draw a line in the sand, you know, a red line, kind of like Obama that didn't use it. But I know I'm being sarcastic, but I mean it all. I think our county supervisor and all of them are sitting on their hands. The money's there. These people do a damn good job, and they need to recognize it.
We've always said that. Our county workers are great. I've always had great service when I'm going over the county and the city. It's just, you know, right now I'm fixated on managers right now.
I'm right behind you.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's never the door kickers that you argue about with the raises.
Absolutely. Well, we need maybe a Donald Trump copy to get in there and start moving people around.
Maybe we need a strong mayor in Reading instead of a city council that kind of dithers.
I absolutely agree with you. Sometimes I feel like we live in San Francisco.
Wow. Okay, John, thanks a lot for the phone call, man. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Carl.
Tell your wife hello. Okay.
All right.
I don't know, John, but it's not the rank and file. Like I said, Tommy said, hey, you know what? They were making less than minimum wage. And then they get to pay in their insurance and all these things. Now it's a job, yes, and they can be promoted. But still, if you've got people who've been working for 30 years, but we're going to find out what it is. We're going to have Larry Lees on next Wednesday, with hopefully one of the county supervisors. He said he'd bring somebody, and we're going to have Steve Allen on today. So we're going to have both sides. So that should kind of open it up. All right, okay. Now let's go to Trump. No, let's go to Record Searchlight. Record Searchlight, which we've always thought as being having your hands in our community, right, Bob? They are our community newspaper.
They are the newspaper of record, and have been, no pun not intended.
Right. Yeah. So how come no stories? You had all these stories about the protest marches, mm-hmm. On Saturday, the day after Trump gets elected. You have all these stories about it, oh gosh, all these hundreds of thousands of women, and men that were out there and went on and on and on about it. I've looked through the Record Searchlight, and I even looked in their, the archives, and I put down all these different ways of finding it. I didn't see anything about the March for Life.
Yeah.
That drew hundreds of thousands of women, and at 2 years ago had 650,000 women there. 650,000 women there two or three years ago. So this year, they were going to have hundreds of thousands, but you never saw it. They can't, when you look at stories, they can't, it's too hard to tell what the numbers are. Yet they were really quick on the day it was happening to tell the numbers of how many of the, the quote, pro-choice were and how many hundreds of thousands there were. The other thing, in our own paper, they had two stories about the local march here. Yeah. One of them, by Elena, called it the anti-abortion march. Other headline, and they're both next to each other, was pro-lifers march. Anti-abortion, pro-lifers. Same march, two authors.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about that. So if you put down anti-abortion march, then shouldn't you put in for the pro-choice, it's really pro-death? Because we're for abortion, so we're pro-death. I don't see that anywhere.
Yeah.
Am I just being too radical here when I say this? It's not. It's anti-abortion? Well, then it should be pro-death.
Yeah.
Oh, well, pro-life. Well, pro-choice.
Yeah.
Well, it, to me, is another example. Okay, there's more here.
Yeah.
There's more from Record Searchlight.
We're still talking about terminating a human being. I don't care how you can decode it.
Yeah, anyway, and that's and you know what? Again, you're getting into the the bodies and to me, when Hillary Clinton said with her, it'd be fine if you ended the life of a 9-month baby. I don't call them fetuses then. They're 9-month babies. It's okay to end their lives in these late term abortions. Yeah. I don't understand that. Some people say, well, some of them are just, it could kill the mom. It's got all these other things to it. But I don't know. I just have a real problem with that. When they're, late term abortions. And it's not my, you're not a woman. No, I'm not a woman. But I've seen life and I've seen so much death that when I see that and somebody says it's okay
you're either for it or you're against it. You know, when you draw a battle line like that, then you're going to be against taking life.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, but when you draw the battle lines like that, we're going to abort a 9-month old child, baby, 8-month. I don't understand. You know, and you know what? People can come in and you can chew my ass out on this, but it's like this. I don't understand it on that part. I understand the part about the women's rights and all these other things. But when you get into something like that, that to me is death.
The ending of any life has to be a considered matter. It can't be done casually.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I didn't mean to get into that one. I really didn't mean to get into that. I just meant to get into it. Here's all these stories from, you know, all these, like, anti-Trump stories. Oh, front page. Look, they had a story about this poor Syrian immigrant family who can't make it from their refugee camp to the United States because Trump put a halt temporarily to immigration from terrorist sponsoring countries. And that's what we're going to talk about when we get back.
Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.com.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Donsteck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Coming to the Cascade Theater this February, it's Midtown Men. It's a high-octane concert celebrating the best of the 60s, reuniting four stars from the original cast of Broadway's Jersey Boys. Can't buy me love. Midtown Men, Thursday, February 2nd at the Cascade Theater. Get tickets today at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino, Thursday, February 2nd from 6:30 to 8:30. Join me, Linda Bott, as I sing my favorite jazz standards featuring Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and Joe Larson on trombone. That's February 2nd from 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on a little sabbatical today. She'll be back tomorrow morning when we have Haven Humane on. 35 degrees going up to 65 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by the heroes over at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. If you don't want to know why I'm calling them heroes, go listen. Go back and listen to the first 10 minutes of the show today. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Dish Satellite. Do not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. Ask about how you can save $100 and how you can have a veteran save $100 off your bill. That's right. That's B&T Satellite, Doug Tooley, a veteran himself, and he's trying to help during these times. Ask him about that $39 package they have to sign up with DISH. 241-DISH. Let's go to the phones. Gary, good morning.
Hey, Carl. A couple of quick comments.
Yes, sir.
One on the abortion thing. If a lady is pregnant, I don't care if it's 1 or 2 weeks or 8 months and somebody murders her, they're charged with 2 counts of murder.
That's right.
Not just one.
That's true.
So this other deal makes no sense to me. And one other quick thing on the strike. Years ago, I'm in management, but the union was going on strike, and I was told by our upper management team and a union rep that if you have a 3-year contract and you miss 5 work days, you will never make that up in the course of the 3 years.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You'll never make up that pay.
Yeah, and I've heard that before too. People complain about things and then they're off or things happen and then the amount of that money is by the time you take out taxes and everything, you don't make it up.
Yeah, you'll never make it up in a 3-year contract.
Well, we're going to have Steve Allen on. He's the one that's representing the strikers, or the county employees. He'll be
right
on at 8 o'clock. That's a good question to ask him.
Well, let's see what he has to say.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot for the call,
Gary.
You bet.
Bye.
Okay. Trump. All right. Now, here's what Trump's done. Are you ready? He has not banned every Muslim in the world from coming to America. All right. Have you got that in your toaster right now? He hasn't banned every Muslim in the world from coming to America. This is what he's done, and he has used this list. He just made this list up. He made this list up. No, you know where he got his list, Bob? Where do you think he got his list for those countries that we want to stop? We want to temporarily keep people from coming in. Where do you think he got those 7 names from? Those 7 countries from?
I would assume that he had talked to his advisor, Obama folks.
Mr. Obama is the one that made the list.
Ah,
did everybody know that? Put that one in your toaster too. President Obama knew it. He's the one that made the list. So here's what Trump has done. He's holding immigration from Syria. He's just stopping that until we can figure out who's coming over. He's got a 90-day delay on the other countries that are sponsoring terrorism, or have terrorism training camps there, and are on a list that was made by Mr. Obama and his advisors. He wants to ensure the people coming into our country have at least been looked at. Now, when you get in, the other thing Mr. Trump wants to do, President Trump wants to do, he wants to build refugee camps, nice refugee camps, in the Middle East, where people, if they've been pushed out of Syria, can go to so that they can move back into their country. Wouldn't you think that all of those people would love to go back in their country, back to their homes, once all this thing settles? But in between, that they live in a place where they can be, you know, where there's health care and sewage and all those things they never had before already, and food and doctors, in countries close to where they live, wouldn't that be better? I mean, would you want to go to Yemen if you were forced out of the United States, or would you rather go to Canada and wait?
Yeah,
Yemen. Okay, Yemen.
There's a garden spot.
Well, we just lost a Navy SEAL in Yemen when they made the attack on an Al Qaeda stronghold there and killed 3 of the leadership, major leaders there, but we lost a Navy SEAL and had 2 more wounded and a 3rd injured on in the helicopter crash or a hard landing. So, I mean, that war is still going on, people. That war that Mr. Trump has inherited is still going on. I mean, this was planned during the Obama administration, and they were told to, you know, to do it now, to go after these guys. These are the major leaders in there in Yemen. But
I could not help but notice that NPR was just aghast at the loss of this brave American. But did we hear a whole lot about fallen Americans during the course of the last 8 years?
But we will. Now, here's a good comment here. As shown by Major Hassan in the San Bernardino shooters and the Somalis, the real dangerous second generation, often first generation Sunni, are grateful to be in the U.S. The children are radicalized thanks to organizations founded by OPEC countries. Major Hassan, et cetera, are perfect positions. Okay. And I'm not going to argue with that one, eBay shopper. I won't argue with that one. But here's what I'm going to tell you, though, is that many of the people that are coming into these European countries, they have no idea who they are. They have no idea who they are. They say, well, what's your name? They can't even prove who they are. What's wrong with saying, stop, let's get our arms around this and figure out who we're letting in our country? Now, a judge said, hey, look, if you're already here on a visa, you don't have to leave. And I don't think they're going to fight that too hard. You know, I think the big thing is getting our arms around who's coming into our country. And you can say that a lot of times they're second generations. But if you looked at the ones that were moving through Europe, one woman and child and 10 men of military age are with them. Now, there's something like, you know, you're not going to fight for your country. You're going to come to another country. All right. I mean, you know, you can do that like many did have. Someone went to Canada. But the bottom line here is this. He's not putting an overall ban on every Muslim. He's not doing it. But you wouldn't know that from the general media. And he's using a list supplied by Mr. Obama before he left for the countries. All right? Everybody got that in your toaster? Let it cook a little bit. Let it pop up. Tell your friends. When they say, oh, look what he's done. Well, no, he hasn't done that. Now, we've got 4 minutes left. Let's go to immigration. People, okay, here's the thing. They had the SAG Awards last night. Refused to watch them. Well, I couldn't watch them anyway.
Yeah.
Linda is into another one. Another one of those Netflix. Something about paranormal stuff. Anyway, but now the SAG Awards. So you know every award show and the Oscars are coming up, my friends. They are going to be see how much they can beat Trump up. Now, on the other hand, there's 60 million people in this country and many around the world that are applauding. They're jumping up and down. They're doing jumping jacks. They're going, yes, yes, he's doing what he said he was going to do. He's pushing jobs back into our country. He's keeping businesses from leaving. He's protecting our borders. Excuse me, but isn't that what he said he was going to do? Isn't that what he said he was going to do? What's the surprise? He said he was going to do that. He's going to protect our country. He's going to build our country back. He's building up the military. He's going to be working with Congress to do this. And by probably tomorrow, you're going to see a Supreme Court nominee. Let's go to the phones. John.
Hey, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to sort of go back into the subject you talked about a little bit earlier about the city of Reading and what you've seen in terms of the leadership. The leadership has been basically fundamentally anti-business, whether you're talking about the city council or the management team. So what I would suggest is that you need somebody like Trump to clean out the swamp and get somebody fresh and a fresh perspective to come back into the city and to create a business cultural environment. And I think that would be very helpful. But the city council has to have a totally different mindset. And for them to see what the city needs, we've created so much entitlement in this city. Not only have we become a sanctuary city, but we've become a city that is more focused on the social issues versus the business issues. And I think you're doing a great job to share some of those thoughts. I just wanted to contribute to that.
I think you're exactly right. I think, John, we're getting to the point that it's time for us to really take a good look in the city to get a strong mayor in there, a strong pro-business, a guy that's going, or girl, or woman, I don't care, somebody that's going to move us forward, that's going to lead us forward, because right now we don't have that.
That's absolutely correct. So you got to drain the swamp.
Got to drain the swamp.
Hiring somebody that is already in the city government, in the ready city area.
It's silly.
Would not be helpful at all.
I don't think so, too. But then they've got to pick up when we're in trouble here with where we are right now. Then they've got to learn everything. But I think you're right. I think somebody needs to come from someplace else. Thanks a lot, John. We got to run. All right. Hey, we'll be right back with Steve Allen. We're going to talk about the strike and the county workers and why they are leaving.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has let it be known he will tell the country tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time who he's nominating to the U.S. Supreme Court, a promise he made today on Twitter. Once confirmed, the nominee will fill the seat left vacant with the passing last year of conservative Justice Antonin Scalia. President Trump, meanwhile, reportedly narrowing the list of frontrunners for that position, as Wally Hines reports.
Topping many lists, Circuit Court Judge Neil Gorsuch from the 10th Circuit, a strong constructionalist who believes the Constitution should be interpreted as the Founding Fathers intended. He's also known as an ardent supporter of religious freedom. Others on the shortlist include Thomas Hardiman from the 3rd Circuit Court of Appeals, former Alabama Attorney General William Pryor, appointed to the 3rd Circuit of Appeals by former President George W. Bush, and Circuit Court Judge Diane Sykes, a former justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
That is correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer insists that President Trump's travel ban on those wanting to come to the country from some Muslim countries makes America less safe.
It will encourage lone wolves here in America. They have created most of the terrorism. The biggest problems we've had with terrorism are not from these countries.
Meanwhile, several hundred people, including lawmakers, gathered at Indianapolis International Airport yesterday to protest. Meanwhile, Presidential Advisor Stephen Miller says the order is designed to give the government time to simply develop stronger vetting programs, as he explained to CBS this morning.
It only makes sense that we engage in some kind of selections process that prioritizes the entry of people who, as the order stated, don't hold bigotry, hatred, or violence against any sexual orientation, against any race, or against any particular class of people.
But Wall Street has been slow going for the major indexes. The Dow is down 204 points. More of these stories from townhall.com.
Consult your tax professional before investing. Let me ask you a question. Can you keep your 401k or IRA safe from the death of the dollar, continued rampant Fed spending, political corruption, and from the possible new Cold War with Russia? If you answered no, then listen up. Fortunes are going to be made and lost over the next few months. It's time you took action. Over 50,000 people have requested our Gold IRA investment guide to learn how to protect their retirement savings. Now it's your turn. We are Advantage Gold, the number one rated gold IRA company in America by TrustLink. Right now, we are giving away a free copy of our new Gold IRA protection guide to anyone with an IRA, 401k, or retirement account that is over the age of 55. Just call 1-800-900-8000 right now, and we will help teach you how to keep your retirement savings away from the government and safe in your pocket. Just call today at 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Representatives are standing by. Call 800-900-8000 today.
President Trump is vowing to create what he calls an environment for small business in this country. We'll get more details from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
At a White House breakfast meeting with small business leaders, the president said it's time to make life easier for small businesses in this country.
The American dream is back. We're going to create an environment for small business like we haven't had in many, many decades.
He told the group he's committed to ending or limiting regulations, and he wants more lending so businesses can launch or expand. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Walgreens is lowering the price it plans to pay to buy drugstore rival Rite Aid and raising the number of stores it's willing to unload to ease concerns about a possible monopoly. The company's initially planned to sell no more than 500 total stores. That was pushed up to 1,200 today. Walgreens also will now spend between $6.50 to $7 per share for Rite Aid shares as part of its acquisition. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California wants courts to stop suspending driver's licenses just because of unpaid traffic fines.
Governor Jerry Brown says the practice hurts those who can't afford to pay and doesn't help the state collect. State Senator Robert Hertzberg introduced a bill to ban the practice, saying it would not prevent courts from suspending licenses for bad driving, but instead protect people from having their licenses suspended simply because they couldn't afford a traffic ticket. The State Department of Motor Vehicles says about 613 Californians have had their licenses suspended for unpaid traffic tickets or missing related court appearances. Opponents say such a change would make it harder for the state to collect unpaid fines. Ron DeRockshire reporting.
Amazon's Alexa can now order you a latte. Starbucks is partnering with Amazon's voice platform to offer what it calls on-command ordering. Starting today, at least in select stores, as part of the test, anybody with a device that has an Amazon device with Alexa on it, like the Echo smart speaker, can place a Starbucks order just by using their voice. More from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Baugh. Linda's on sabbatical this morning. She'll be back tomorrow. 5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 30th of January. What happened? What happened to January? It just started. What happened to 2016? January 30th, 2017. I've got people in here going, 2017? Oh, my God. 605-4567. Grab your phones because I think you're going to be calling in. KCNR 1460 is how we chat. Hop into that one. And now at 6.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, Bob's going to tell you what the weather looks like.
Well, Carl, we got 35 degrees. Temperatures starting to move up as the sun comes up. Overnight low right about the freezing point, and today's high will be 64 degrees. Looking at the forecast for the next few days, enjoy the sunshine while we've got it today and tomorrow, because Wednesday, clouds move in and we have rain for the next several days. We could see 3-4 inches of rain before we hit the weekend out of this current storm. So batten down for that. Shasta Lake right now, they've been
3 inches of rain this week, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Shasta Lake, in preparation of that, Bureau of Reclamation has been dropping Shasta Lake very rapidly. It's now down at 35 feet from the top. They need a little headroom because they're expecting a lot of runoff from this latest round of storms.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, the heroes down there. Whether customers are warm friends, give them a call at 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. 7.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, this portion of... Oh, let's just go to the phones first, and I'll get into that. Let's go and talk to Sally. Sally, good morning, and what's happening this evening?
Good morning. Well, we are really excited about our guest coming tonight because she's a lady that I've been trying to get down here for over a year. She's kind of a local celebrity. Her name is Gail Jenner. And she's a historian, and she's written books, and she writes for the Jefferson Crossroads News Magazine. She writes articles for several publications, but she particularly focuses on historical significance in our area. And she's written several books about the historical significance of the state of Jefferson.
Oh.
So she will be our guest tonight at 6 o'clock. At the Eagle's Nest Church at 3276 Bocelli Lane, and she's got slides to show us of what Shasta and Siskiyou County looked like way back then, and she's got books she'll be bringing for sale. So I encourage people to come on out and learn the history of our area.
Good idea. Okay, that's tonight at 6 p.m.
Yes, thank you so much, Carl.
You bet, hon.
Bye. Okay, bye-bye.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. You're not going to find a better place in town to exercise, work out, find all the different things there. They have the only saltwater swimming pool in the whole area, indoor saltwater swimming pool, plus all the machines that you could possibly want, free weights, spinning classes, yoga classes.
If you have a bad knee or plantar fasciitis, as I do, the recumbent elliptical is a great machine. It's 30 pounds have gone the way since I started using that thing.
That's right. That's absolutely right. But you can't use the second one from the right. That's Sarah. And that's the one that Bob uses. All right. Hey, give them a call at 768-1205, or even better, just go on down there. They also have Bohem Spa on there. You can get those packages where, I mean, literally, you pay one price there, and not only do you get to work out for the whole month, but you also get a couple of the spa treatments there. So that's what Steve does. Okay. I'm here with
Chris Darker, who is the business manager of UPEC 792, and Steve Allen, labor relations manager for UPEC 792. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hop in. Let me get you up here closer here. Okay. Now, as we announced earlier, we're county's going on strike this morning.
Yeah. This is Steve. I thought I'd give you a background on what's going on. You know, we've been negotiating for over a year, and we've settled a lot of issues with the county. But, you know, like happens a lot, we haven't been able to settle everything. So one of the things we did to make sure we were on the right track representing the employees was the employees hired a CPA firm out of the Bay Area to come up and look at the county's books, because we didn't want to lead the employees into a labor dispute without making sure the county could afford their proposals. And it turns out from the CPA firm that the county's in pretty good shape. And in fact, we had that CPA come up and testify to that at a hearing, because when you end up at what we call an impasse, meaning we can't settle the contract, the union can invoke a fact-finding hearing, which is an evidentiary hearing. People are sworn to tell the truth and whatnot. And we had the CPA come up and testify to the hearing officer about the county's finances. And long story short on that, the county did not dispute that it could afford the proposals we were making. So we did that. The fact finder ruled on about 11 items and ruled against the union on a number of cost issues like longevity pay and market adjustments.
I think out of the 11, he was 8.
Yeah. Ruled against us on 8. But he did go our way on several items, and one of them was a money issue that's also a fairness issue. And that has to do with what we call a retiree admin fee, which is about $50 a month. It's a charge that is the county's bill that the county is taking out of the employee's checks. And we agreed to do that, or our predecessor union agreed to do that about, you know, well over 20 years ago. And as time has gone on, that bill has continued to been partially paid by the employees. And it just doesn't need to be done that way anymore.
Okay, well, tell us the background on that. Why was this originally taken out? You said over 20 years ago.
Yeah, it was originally negotiated to be taken out to help pay for retiree medical. So if somebody retires, the county continues to pay part of their insurance premium if they sign up for it. So the county has agreed to pay that premium, and this charge helps pay that bill.
Okay.
And it was done at a time when the county needed help paying that bill, and that was the deal back then. And if all the county employees continued to pay that bill, I don't think we'd have an issue. But what's happened instead over the years is that all the other county employees, except for the folks we're representing, have been relieved of that by the county. Most recently, the supervisors, not the county supervisors, but the mid-level supervisors who supervise our rank-and-file folks, it's not coming out of their checks. It's not coming out of the mid-manager's checks. It's not coming out of the department head's checks. It's not coming out of the personnel director, Angela, who we negotiate with's check. So we don't think it's fair that the lowest paid employees have to keep paying this fee. So we put it on the table, and the hearing officer listened to both sides and said, you know what, that shouldn't come out of the lowest paid employees' checks anymore. And he recommended that it be phased out over a 3-year period. So we agreed.
So
we agreed to that.
We're talking like $600 over the year.
Yep.
It started 20 years ago.
Yep.
And they've done away with all of them in the management levels.
Yep.
And frankly, and we're going to have the other side on here in a couple of days. But for me, it seems like the managers who make so much more money would be able to pay that.
Well, that's exactly right.
Maybe they're taken out. Okay, so
exactly
you're saying,
right,
hey, this isn't fair. We want this taken off the table. And the arbitrator, it's an arbitrator, isn't it?
Well, it's a fact finder. It's an arbitrator who makes a recommendation. An arbitrator would actually make a decision that that we would live with, but a fact finder makes a recommendation.
Because, yeah, I got to see it. It's just like, I mean, it's a very officious document the man puts out. I mean, and he looks at everything. I say it's he. I think it was a he.
Yeah.
And
David Weinberg.
Yeah, and so that's what I mean. You know, there was all these contentious. Well, it's all these issues, I should put it. They were under contention.
Yeah.
And he agreed with some. And like you said, 8 of them, he said, no, we're okay on this. You're not going to get that. But these are the 3 that he did go along with.
That's right.
And this was kind of the biggest one.
It's the biggest one that costs money, but I don't want to skip over another big issue we have, which is a safety committee, which doesn't cost money.
Okay, well, let's get to that right after the break.
Sure.
So the first one is $12.62.
$26.40
per payday.
per payday every 2 weeks.
It's taken out of your $10 an hour or $11 an hour employees.
Yeah, and in terms of what the employees have as deductions from the checks, it's not the biggest deduction. They pay a lot more for their pension because they're paying a good chunk towards their retirement. We negotiated to do that. They're paying a good chunk for their medical insurance. This is one of the smaller deductions, but still every bit helps, you know, when you're making very little. And we ran a sample check of a office assistant, too. And, you know, the people in that job class end up netting like $600 every 2 weeks to support their families on. And a big part of our bargaining unit is single moms. So they just can't afford it. So this being that this was a fairness issue that their supervisors and the managers aren't paying, we seized upon that and decided to pursue it and say, look, if the higher paid people don't have to pay it, the lower paid people shouldn't have to pay it.
Okay. I'm here with Steve Allen, who is the labor relations manager, and Chris Darker, who is the business manager of UPEC 792. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, a locally owned, locally run full-service jewelry store. The only full-service jewelry store in town. It's got a watch repairman. They can design, build jewelry. They've got all types of different kinds of jewelry there at Four Winds Jewelry, which they can, of course, for sale. They will take a look at the jewelry you have and give you estimates on its worth. Absolutely integrity and honesty at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with our representatives of UPEC 792, the county workers.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Reading, California.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabad is 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 30th of January, 2017. For those who are a little slower catching up here, 35 degrees going up to 65 today. Enjoy your day today, sunny. Tomorrow, Wednesday, it starts cooling off and getting wet. It's going to be wet all the way through the end of the week, and I'm talking serious wet. I'm talking serious KCNR weather rock wet. With 3 inches coming here, 1 inch one day, 2.5 the next. It's going to be a lot of rain this week. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business that knows the ins and outs of fixing windshields, whether it's a little dime shape crack or chip in your windshield to 2.5 feet in length. He can fix it. That's right. Jeff Wurst, a veteran, this is what he does, and he does a great job. Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market. Give them a call at 241-8373. Okay, I'm here with Chris Darker, who is the business manager of UPEC 792, and Steve Allen, labor relations manager of UPEC 792. We're talking about the county strike that's going on. Steve refuses to let me drag him into the city. The second part, which you said of this, the first part was, hey, why are the lowest paid employees paying $50 a month when the higher paid employees aren't? This was the main bone of contention in the negotiations. But there are two others.
Yeah, yeah. I'll dispense with the third one first, which is, you know, we asked for time to orient new employees to the union. 15 minutes of unpaid time, voluntary. That's what the hearing officer recommended, and the county doesn't want to do that. Okay, you know, we'll find another way. That's not going to be a deal killer here. The deal killer is the retiree admin fee and our safety issues. You want me to talk about the safety issues?
Yeah, safety issue now. Yeah. Then I'm going to go to Chris.
Yeah, that sounds good. So the safety issue revolves around the risk that a lot of our employees have. Take social workers, for example. I mean, they deal with an at-risk community out there, and there's occasions where they regularly contact people that are unhappy with what's going on, and they're put at risk. So there's a way they can bring those, as they should, issues to management, but that hasn't been working for them. So they came to us last year when we were doing bargaining prep. It hasn't been working for them in every case, in every example of their issues. So they said, we need a different process. We would like to have a process where we can bring issues through the union with help, so we're not personally, you know, challenging what's going on, but with the union's help, bring safety issues up to management to be looked at. So we brought that into the hearing, and the hearing officer recommended that the parties meet 3 or 4 times a year, so every 3 or 4 months, where we as the union can bring forth these issues, whether it's, here's an example, a fob on the keys for the cars that a social worker is going to at 2 in the morning in the parking lot so they can quickly get into the car to respond to a child in need of help instead of being harassed by somebody in the parking lot downtown. So it's little things like that. How about a caged car to transport a teenager who may be under the influence and maybe a hazard to the social worker who's trying to take care of them? Issues like that. And it's not so much about the issues that we're trying to resolve. It's to have a process where employees can ask our help to bring these issues forward.
Okay, so what do they do now? I mean, okay, so that's a good thing. Let's just say I've got a woman social worker that needs to move a teenager. Okay, the cops are saying it's going to take 2 hours to get to him. I mean, that's not a – I don't know what kind of, process it is or what priority that is. So what would you do now?
We would need to bring in the social workers to get on the air with you and talk about exactly how they do their job.
No. But what I'm looking for is if there's a problem right now with safety – how do you handle it? I guess that's what I'm looking for.
Oh, how
do you do it now? Yeah, I'm not talking about each individual, but okay, there's a safety problem here. How do you handle it?
Well, the county's going to tell you that they have a safety committee that's in-house that employees can bring issues forward to, and the employees are telling us that sometimes when they do that, they get some pushback from their managers that they rocked the boat and brought something forward. So they're looking to be able to bring those issues through the protection of the union so that we can communicate those issues for them.
And they can't do that now?
there's no structure to do that, which is why the hearing officer recommended having an actual committee for the parties to sit down and collaborate to resolve these issues. I can't imagine why the county wouldn't want to do that. It just doesn't make sense.
Well, on the outside, I'm not sure either. But when Larry Lees is here, I'll ask him.
I'd like to leave
that piece of paper there that you have so I can use that as my, questions.
I'd like to hear his answer to that because we haven't heard any reason why we shouldn't have a committee like that.
So there's only three. What about pay? Wasn't pay in there?
Yeah, the hearing officer made a recommendation that both sides are okay with for a three-year contract with cost of living raises that can start to bring the employees back from the sacrifices they've made in the past. It's a three-year framework of a 3, 3, and 2% cost of living raise.
Okay.
That starts to pay back the last
piece. Because that's above the cost of living.
Well, you got to remember that the employees have a deduction out of their checks that we negotiated to help the county when it was in worse shape to pay a big chunk of their pension. So that last 7% isn't fully restored yet. So 2% of what I just mentioned goes towards that.
So was given up, Chris, by the employees? You know, when this thing really hit, how much did the employees give up?
Well,
that's a good question.
a big chunk of what they gave up was not getting regular raises. So they've been frozen for a long time. Plus, they gave
how long?
Oh, we're going back 10 years.
Yeah, they gave up their cost of living increases, and plus they started paying towards their pensions as well as more towards their health insurance. So, there's more and more money coming out of the check. I mean, you can look at their salary and say, making a lot of money, but look at the hole in the bottom of the check, which is it's draining out whatever they got coming in the top.
But people on the outside, that happens to them too, right?
Right.
I mean, it's the same thing.
Well, sure.
I'm saying, though, is that when you say that they stopped getting raises and they took less money, can you give an example of that? Did you say they just went on to a freeze for how long? 3 years, 4 years, 5 years without getting a raise?
Yeah, we're going back 10 years with
so you're saying
getting regular
raises. For 10 years and it just started here now? They're starting to get raises again?
Yeah, just recently we were able to start negotiating some little raises, which we consider restoration of the pension deduction.
Okay.
Because there is a time when the county paid the what we call the employee share of their retirement, which is a 7% charge.
Yeah.
So now the employees
gone.
Are paying
that's
that.
That's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's gone forever.
Right, right. We're not trying to get it back.
No, I know that.
Yeah, public policy is the employees should pay their fair share.
And one of the things Shasta County did that the city didn't do, and I know you don't want to talk about the city, but the city, at least the county, tried to start bringing that back in, and the city didn't, which is one of the reasons the city's in worse shape. But the county now, okay, well, let's get to this part.
Well, I should point out the city employees pay their retirement also.
Right.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah.
Now. But you all have been putting more and more money into it. This is what I'm getting to. You've been on a freeze. Now, I'm trying to – it's been for 10 years?
Yeah.
It's been on a freeze? They have not had a raise in 10 years? You're CPAC people.
No raise to come ahead. Above the deductions that they've been donating to help the counties.
Okay, so they were getting that, but that just kept –
We've been able to negotiate is 5% towards that 7% retirement without cost of living raises. So if you want to look at it as no cost of living raise,
okay. And
we've restored bit by bit the first 5% of that 7% deduction, when we get to 7, which this new deal would help us get, then that's dead even with no cost of living. And then anything on top of that would be to start getting little regular cost of living.
Because cost of living, as everybody knows, and it's a BS type of way they figured it out, is like 1%. Because that's the kind of raises the military get, or zero on Social Security here for the last few years.
Right, but if you
because get, our standard of living is so good.
Right, but if it's 1% for 10 years, that's 10%.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I want to take a quick break here early because I want to come back and talk about this pot of money that was found because we just stopped. We don't have any money. This is what they keep telling us, is that we don't have any money here. So I'd like to hear about this money you found. Hey, this Thursday at Overtime at Wind River, Linda's going to be there with her band, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds. It's going to be a great evening, 6:30 to 8:30. You're going to have an absolutely fabulous dinner over there. They have steak and lobster for $21, $21.95, so it must be like $22 for that. You're going to have super music, dancing, the whole thing. It's a great time, but you have to make
reservations because they fill up there. 243-3377. Come listen to Lady Bot and the Bluebirds with guest Joe Larson in there on the trombone. You're going to have a great time. That's this Thursday at Wind River. Show starts at 6:30. Get there a little bit early so you can have dinner and then just enjoy the show. We'll be right back after these messages with Steve Allen and Chris Darker of CPEC 792, talking about the strike that's going on as we speak.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
The Good News Rescue Mission, breaking the cycle of poverty.
Faith, tell me about your recent accomplishment.
I just graduated Shasta College with a 4.0.
Not too long ago, you were experiencing homelessness and battling addiction.
I was so messed up. I remember using free bread as a pillow and for food.
After the New Life Recovery Program?
I've been clean and sober for over 2 years, and now I'm available to God and friends.
Faith, thank you. You are an inspiration. Over 630 women came to the mission last year seeking help. For more on how your support helps others like Faith, visit GNRM.org.
Hi, this is Jana, General Manager of the Historic Cascade Theater, inviting you to celebrate with us the perfect Valentine's event for you and your sweetheart. We are proud to present the silver screen classic Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th. It's more than just a movie, it's a party. Come join us for live music, dancing, themed drinks, and a few surprises. Then enjoy the ultimate date night classic featuring three of Hollywood's greatest stars, winner of 8 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Gone with the Wind on the big screen at the Cascade Theater. It's the perfect date night for your Valentine's weekend. Tickets are just $15 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org. Don't miss it. Gone with the Wind, Sunday, February 12th at the Cascade Theater. Party starts at 2 p.m., film starts at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, it's Carl Bott. It's 7:33 in the morning. It's 35 degrees, going up to 65 today. Today's going to be great. Tomorrow is probably pretty good. Wednesday it starts getting hazy. And then rain the rest of the week. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. They're a better-known business that has the best haircuts in the world. Man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Right there, across from the Subway shop, Cypress Square Barbershop, right up the road from Classy Cafe. I'm here with Chris Darker and Steve Allen, who's here for CPEC 792. They're talking about the people that are out striking right now on the picket lines outside the county workspaces there. So have the Board of Supervisors joined out there with you?
Well, not yet.
Are they carrying a sign? Okay.
That'd be nice. Before we do much else, I wanted to get in a pitch for the senior nutrition program.
Sure.
You know, when the employees strike, and they're not striking against the community. they're striking against how they're being treated by the Board of Supervisors. So when they strike, they all, we always choose a worthy nonprofit charity to try and support during, you know, the off time when we're striking, because they don't get paid while they're striking. So we chose the senior nutrition program, and we have barrels set up in front of the county admin building there where the bus pullout is and the white spot in the road on Court Street. And if anybody can bring by some canned goods to support the senior nutrition program and drop it off to us, we'd really appreciate it. We want this to be the best week they've ever had of food donations.
Okay. That's out there, and you can find them because they're holding signs.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, Trish, you put all this out on your Facebook page, right?
Yeah, I want to mention we put out an open letter to the citizens of Shasta County. I sent it out to the media yesterday in hopes that they might share it to the Record Searchlight, radios, and TVs. But we also posted it on our Facebook, which is UPEC792 Facebook, so folks can read that letter and get a good understanding of what's going on. I mean, the employees here are really torn about walking off the job, but this is really their only way to let the community know that what's going on inside the county.
Okay. Now let's talk about the money that you all found. Now, supposedly, let me just put this in the background, is that the cities or the county's going to say, and I think they're probably right, except maybe for the property tax things, is that the revenue has been just flat here in Shasta County. That the and that we had to do away with the ARC, the Adult Rehabilitation Center, because even if it was built, there's not enough money to staff it. So they're coming in and saying that money is extremely short.
Yeah,
is
know,
that right?
You know, what a particular agency has, the county, the city, any of them, is really, they have what they have, but what they do with it is a political decision. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if the county says, we don't have the money, it's like, well, what are you spending the money on now? I mean, where are the priorities for where you're spending money? So we never know exactly what they have and what they're doing with it. I mean, they could say, well, look at the county budget. Okay, well, the county budget is kind of like – I mean, it's a public document, but it's kind of like our personal budgets. It's a plan, and it's a plan that may or may not be carried out. At the end of the year, the only real way to tell where the money went is by looking at the audited financial statement that the county has to do by law. Every county in the state has to do it. So if you look at the actual – audited financial statement at the close of the fiscal year, that's where the county has to put in writing what money came in and what money went out. So when we look at does the employer have the money to meet our requests in negotiations, the best thing we can do is have that looked at by a competent CPA firm that specializes in public sector finances. So we use a firm out of the Bay Area. The CPA's name is Tim Riley. He's been doing it for decades. He's very well regarded in the industry. So we have Tim go through a number of years of the county's audited financial statements, and then he presents a report. You know, it's about 100 pages long, and we present it to the other side, and it's the report that we present in the fact-finding hearing, and it's the report that concluded the county can absolutely afford our proposal to pick up the retiree admin fee. And in fact, when Tim came and testified at the hearing, the county at one point pretty much threw up its hands and said, look, we're not contesting we have the money. We acknowledge we have the money. The ability to pay the union's request is not an issue. And the fact finder, you know, recorded
so the county
that. And put
says,
in his report.
Okay, we've got the money.
Yeah, we got the money. So that's not even an issue. The ability to afford our proposal is not a problem.
They're saying it's just not a high enough priority.
That's right. It's a political priority where
okay.
to spend the money.
It's a priority of where you spend. Okay.
That's right. And again, if all the county employees were paying this retiree admin fee, we'd be thinking, okay, it's fair. Everybody's kicking in the same amount for a worthy cause, retiree medical. But when you have everybody up the chain of command that's paid more than our poor, underpaid workers, then it's not fair, and we're going to stand up and make a deal about it.
What's the average salary for your union? And I know it takes into $10 an hour, but who else? I mean, they're not management, right?
Right.
So are they like supervisors or anything like that?
No.
Or they're just
it's the workers.
I shouldn't say just.
Yeah.
Because it's not just because without deprives, the Marine Corps doesn't move forward. So without the specialists that you all have in there. But so there's nobody like in a supervisory position.
Nope.
So they would be the people that doing the typing, they're the ones doing the filing, answering the phones. All of those.
That's right. These are your, these are your equivalent to the privates. These are the worker bees.
Privates,
these are the
PFCs.
People. They're doing the job.
They're not even NCOs.
Nope.
They're just.
Nope.
Right. Okay. No, I just, because a lot of people now can kind of get it in their head what this is. Okay. So what did the county say?
County said no.
That's all they said?
Yep.
They just came out and said, nope, we're not going
to
do this.
I'll be listening when you have Larry Lease on hear his explanation for this.
So, no. I mean, nothing like, no, we can't do it right now, or
you know, they,
how about
they,
if we have everybody pay it? Would that be okay?
We wouldn't have a fairness issue.
There you go.
There you go.
So if everybody paid it.
Yep. We wouldn't have that issue at impasse, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think the employees would recognize it'd be fair across the board.
Just say again,
it's not the biggest deduction, but when you're hardly making any money at all, every deduction matters. So $50 a month is a big deal to a lot of our folks that are at the low pay ranges.
And, of course, we have some of our employees in this that are on public assistance themselves. And they're sitting across the table from other people that are coming in for public assistance, like our eligibility workers, who are...
How much do people start out? I mean, you know what? I see what you're saying, because we got a lot of our young military. They're on WIC. They're on these things while their husband is fighting. Of course, I always say is that if you're a private or Lance Corporal Marine Corps, you should never be married because you can't afford it and you're gone all the time. But they do. So we've got people that are... on WIC or, you know, assistance out there, which I just hate, even though they have commissary. In some cases, they have housing. But so how much – I mean, when you start off at the county in one of your jobs, how much do they start out at?
Well, we took an example of an office assistant too, which is a journey-level office professional.
Where somebody would start off at?
They would come in at a one.
Okay.
So, but we didn't want to, you know, look like we're trying to just use the entry level to make our point.
Okay, so they've been there a couple years.
Yeah, we're talking journey level. They've been there. Now they're a journey level office assistant too. And the monthly salary is about $2,600 a month.
Okay.
Okay, so that sounds like
reasonable
salary.
Gross.
That's gross. So $2,600, okay, you could do okay with that. Well, take off the retirement.
Which is?
I don't have it right in
7%?
Front of me. Yeah, it's $180. Take off family, medical, dental, vision. If you're supporting your family, you have to pay your share of that.
Right.
Okay, so you're now talking another $800, roughly.
That's $800?
Yeah. Yeah, depending on which plan you choose.
But not all of them are. Is this kind of like the Cadillac plan, the $800?
No, this is the basic plan, PERS choice. There's Cadillac plan out there also.
So this is $800 a person that's making
$2,600? Yeah, approximately,
Approximately.
If I can get you the exact numbers.
Good,
so take that off.
Okay.
Take their retiree medical fee off. So that's a little bit over $50 a month. And then pay your Social Security, your Medicare, your federal and state income tax. You know, we approximated that all adding up to about 18%. By the time you add all that up and apply the deductions, you're looking at about $1,300 a month net. Okay, now you got your biweekly paycheck. So a little bit over $600 a month. I mean a paycheck. $600 a paycheck. For what, in many cases, is a single mom with kids trying to support them by grinding it out, going to the county and working.
Okay, I understand. And now do they still have So this is a number two, this is for your
So we did an example and put it on our Facebook.
And so it comes out to about $7.55 an hour.
Net pay. There you go.
Hourly net. Yeah. So, you know, you think of some of these lower paid workers. I mean, we got people that start out with the county probably around, well, figure minimum wage, maybe $1,600 a month. Then you start subtracting out all of the different deductions, retirement, health care, retiree admin fee, and so forth. They're left with hardly anything. What incentive do they have to go to work and not just go on public assistance? They'll make more. They'll get their medical covered. They'll get
well,
money every month.
There's a lot of reasons.
Sure.
I mean, there are a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons.
It's more than that
because people have pride.
Exactly.
What am I looking at? Oh, what is the – okay, here's a question. How much would be the bottom line on this in that for a price tag for the county?
To settle?
Yeah. No, okay. I'm just talking about the
yeah.
–
Yeah,
to, not the safety because that's free.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the three and two.
If the county,
what is this? How much is that going to cost the county?
If the county agreed to the fact finder's report, which is what we're doing, picking up the retiree admin fee would cost about $650,000 a year. Now, what the fact finder recommended was to phase that in three pieces over a 3-year contract.
Okay.
And we're okay with that.
You're okay
with
that?
We just need it gone, but we're absolutely
willing to phase it in. So that'd be $650,000 a year, phase it in over 3 years.
That's right.
So it'd be $210,000 a year.
Yeah. Now I should point out that it may be that a lot of that would be paid by state and federal tax money rather than local tax money, because for this bargaining unit of almost 1,000 employees, 91% of the payroll comes from the state or federal government. Now, I'm not saying that's not important. You know, it's still tax dollars. It is important. But it's not coming out of local property tax, which is discretionary money that the county has, you know, to pay its bills with. It's pass-through money. Now, the county's arguing with us over whether that applies to this or not. We think it does.
Okay, so how many – I've got other comments coming in here. It looks like they know something about the city – or the county, I should say. Is the pension on the table, the 401, at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've agreed that a new contract will include the county's proposal for what we're calling the 401A plan,
yeah,
which is a step down for future hires in terms of how much the county will have to pay for future retiree medical. We're okay with that.
Okay. You are going to go to the 401A. Okay, the other ones, I hear them say the county workers are paying PERS and Social Security?
Sure. Sure they are.
Okay. Somebody told me that was either one or the other.
No,
is that wrong?
It's both.
It's both. Okay.
It's both. Now, some of the safety jobs don't pay into Social Security, but you know, all of this unit do. They pay their, you know, was it 7.5% FICA and Medicare?
I think it gets down to, we got to take a break here. An employee doing the same job out in the city, but they have, not the city. But just out in private industry.
The private sector?
Private sector.
Yeah.
And I should probably go look at this. But they would be paying essentially the same thing. Is that right?
Well, it depends on who they're working for.
Yeah.
There's some companies that take good care of their employees, and there's some not so much.
And you're right.
And
there's some that provide – yeah, they do. They provide their health and all that. Others make them pay on this. So, it gets down to this before we take a break, is a lot of people – you expect the city, county, state, and federal. They used to get into it because you made less money, but at the end of 20 years, you had a retirement and medical care, and you expected that.
Right.
And now, well, I'm not talking about your level two here, but now it seems like you've got the people who have been there 10, 15 years. They're making more money for the same job there at the city, and, of course, as you go up higher – they make more money. I mean, the average salary here for a household is something like, what, $54,000 in the city of Reading.
Yeah.
And this is tough on people when they see things like you've got people working 18 even if they're not a supervisor and they've been working 18 years for the city, how much are they making then? I mean, the county, how much are they making then?
Yeah, you're really talking about public policy. You know, we have a system to deal with that. People get elected to office, and they make these kinds of decisions.
And we go
but
back.
But I always say the ivory tower takes care of itself.
Oh, yeah, and we always go back to the people that are working, their salaries depend on people that have been elected. That's why
right.
we can't. I don't complain about Kurt Starman's salary. I don't complain about Larry Lee's salary. I don't complain about anybody's salary because – we, the people, have elected those representatives to give them that. But we can control some of the other things that goes on.
That's right. And the employees have elected the union to speak on their behalf on these issues. And,
right.
you know, we're a very democratic process. We have meetings. We listen to issues. And we're very careful this year about getting into this dispute. We really wanted to make sure that our issues were well-grounded. And that's why we spent the money to get that CPA report. That's why we spent the money for a neutral hearing officer to listen to both sides and make a recommendation. And we're ready to agree to those recommendations, but the county's not. And the county has not explained to us why not, other than they want to do something different. Well, what is that? I'm really looking forward to hearing what Larry has to say about it. And we're going to talk to the board. We're going to talk at the board in public comment tomorrow morning and let them know how we feel about this.
All right. Let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State, and there's a reason why. They are the best in the North State, another veteran-owned business. Have you noticed, start kind of seeing all these things, really great places you can get services at? They've got veterans in there someplace. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, if it's an emergency, any type of make or model of HVAC. These are the people, Martin and his people, are the ones we always choose. to come and work on our stuff if it needs it. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Ask about hot water on demand when you talk to them. We'll be right back with Steve Allen and Chris Darker from UPEC 792.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at OrchardNutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume, for a smile.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on the Monday, the 30th of January, 2017, 605-456-7 is our phone number. Chat room is kcnr1460.com. A lot of you all are in here just going for it. 35 degrees, going to be up to 65 today. The rest of the week, at least until Wednesday, will be okay. Then it starts raining. It's going to rain and rain and rain and rain and rain. And rain some more. And there's people out in the picket lines right now from our union there at UPEC 792, and we're here with Chris Darker, who's a business manager, and Steve Allen, who is labor relations. Now, one of the comments in here is, if you look at what happens there, I mean, these are pretty safe jobs. You can't get fired out of a county or federal job. They just move you around. Chris?
No, that's not true. I mean, you can absolutely get fired. I mean, you do something wrong, you're going to be held accountable for it. I think even more so than in some other jobs. We've got people that are being disciplined all the time. We get people that are getting fired.
Rightfully so?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we're not, you know, the union, as far as the representatives go, we're there to make sure that a process was followed. And there is a process for firing people. There's a process for discipline. We're there to make sure that those rules are followed.
I think it's, if we have, we can't just throw somebody out of the military unless it's really an egregious thing. We have to go through, you know, they usually go through different processes, you know, and we give them different chances because, you know, you give them another person, unless it's really egregious. I mean, you give people second and third chances a lot of times. You know, it's maybe they've done something that was stupid and they get bit, you know, they don't do that thing again. They need to do something else. Is that what it's kind of based on? Or, you know, do you move people around if they're having problems with supervisors?
So much get moved around. They, if somebody's done something wrong, if they committed a crime, these people are dealt with.
Okay.
And we're there as representatives just to make sure that the process is followed and that their rights are honored. It doesn't mean that they can't get fired. So I think there's a misconception out there that you can't ever get rid of a county employee or a city employee once you hire them, and that's absolutely not true.
Okay. Well, good. All right. So the people that are on carrying their signs today, it's going to go all week. Are you going to provide drying tents and warming tents around Thursday or Friday?
Yeah, we might have to. Yeah, we're told them I better pack some rain gear and we'll try to keep
so what happens? What happens if there's no budge this week? Is it going to go on?
Well, we'll have to get together with the members and decide what to do next.
Because they're not getting paid for this week.
Yeah. You know, what happens after negotiations break down is both sides have the right to do things. So the county has the right to impose its last best offer. And that's the law. So if the county wants to impose, and they can cherry pick off the issues, they want to impose pieces of where they ended up at the end of the day, they can. And the employees can protest by doing a job action, by walking off the job and doing a strike. That's what the law says, and that's what's going on. I haven't heard that the county intends to move forward, you know, with implementing anything. But if we don't get any movement out of this, which we hope we do, I mean, our phones are available. We'd like to hear from Larry Lease. We'd like to hear from board members. We'd like to get back into negotiations to get this thing dealt with. But if we don't, then we'll get together and assess what to do next. The law lets us bargain every year. So worst case scenario, we'll start over again. But in the meantime, you know, we've decided to stand up and be noticed in the hope that they'll change their mind about this.
Okay. Chris?
Yeah, I just, that's what we're going to do.
Okay. How do they, okay, let's go back on this real quick. How do, you know, you've put out this letter in case the record searchlight, you know, it's hard to imagine they wouldn't, you know, that they, maybe they don't know what's happening. But how do people read your open letter?
They can go to our Facebook page. We posted it on our UPEC 792 Facebook page. They can read it there. It's also on our website, upec792.com. They just click on the front page there, and they can read the entire letter. We just want to make sure that people are clear in this community of what the issues are and that we're not out to hurt the people in the community, but we need to bring this to the attention.
Okay, now they're paying into the 401, right?
Not yet. No, that's a proposal for this unit.
Okay, that's a proposal.
Yeah. What that is, just real briefly, what that is you first have to understand what the current lay of the land is. The current lay of the land is a current retiree can choose to continue medical insurance. If that retired employee chooses to continue medical insurance, then the county has agreed to pay part of that premium. And that's what that retiree admin fee is helping to support, that bill.
Okay,
so the county has rightfully pointed out that as medical insurance has just gone through the roof over the years, we all know that,
right?
That bill has gotten so large that it's starting to interfere with the county's ability to prioritize doing other things.
Right.
So the county has asked for relief from that bill for future employees, and we're in agreement with that. So if when this is all worked out, which it will be, I mean, it's going to be worked out at some point, right?
Yeah.
When that happens, then at a date certain, so let's say January 1 of 2018, people hired after that date won't get the same retiree medical benefit. And the term 401A has come up because as one of the alternatives for the future hires, a 401A is a deferred comp program. The county has agreed that they would, even though they'll pay less on their premium when they retire, they'll do a match on a deferred comp plan. 1% to 1%, point for point, up to 3%. So if I'm one of those future hired employees, I can put up to 3% into deferred comp and the county would match. The theory being that then when I retire, I'll have a pot of money to help me with my retiree medical that's prepaid.
Okay, so they're putting money in, and so the new one's in for the 401. Will other people have that option?
Yeah, the current employees will have a one-time choice to be able to switch to that.
Do they still get their pension that they've been putting into?
Yeah, this has nothing to do with that.
So that's totally separate?
Yeah, totally separate. This is just a medical insurance.
Okay, so the 401 is just a medical insurance.
Well, it's a deferred comp plan that you can use
for medical insurance. You can use for medical, but you can use it for anything, really.
Yeah, one of the benefits of that, which is one of the reasons we've agreed to do it for future hires, and again, current employees will be able to opt into it if they want to, is it's your money. Now, there's a 10-year vesting on the county's match. So the idea is that you're going to get a commitment out of people to be here for a certain amount of time before they get the county's match. So there's a vesting requirement. But once that vesting requirement is met, it's the employee's money. It's portable. You can take it with you rather than having to retire from the county.
Okay. All right. thanks. Thanks for coming by, guys.
You bet. Anytime.
I'm getting questions in there. So the 401 has nothing to do with the pension, and it doesn't.
No.
Okay. It's totally separate.
Yep.
Okay. Well, we're, like I said, Larry Lees, I believe, is going to be in here Wednesday, and maybe one of the supervisors.
Yeah,
it gets a little hot in here sometimes.
Yeah, as this develops, have us come back. It's a moving target.
Well, after the end of the week, we'll see what happens if nothing's going on. You know, we'll say, hey, well, okay, where's the next step here? Because they can't continue to go out without being paid.
So this is going to be now.
If they go over a certain day, can they be fired?
No. You know, doing a strike is a legally protected activity.
Okay.
The Supreme Court says the employees have the right to do that. It is a problem though, because we're talking about the lowest paid group of county employees, the least able to go off the job without any pay. I mean, you can't use your vacation pay. You can't use sick leave. You can't use comp time. You can't use paid leave. This is unpaid time.
This is unpaid time. Okay.
Yeah. Now, fortunately, this group had the foresight a number of years ago to do a surcharge on their dues and collect a pot of money so that they can pay themselves a little bit of a strike, picket line duty fee. We're going to pay up to $40 a day if you participate, if you're able to, and you need the money. They're able to pay themselves back $40.
Okay. Steve Allen and Chris Darker, both from UPEC 792, talking about their side of why everybody's on strike this week. Thanks a lot for coming down. Now, if you want to hear this all over again, just go to our archives and come in at 8 o'clock. The same thing for y'all. You can link it to your Facebook page.
We'll do that. Thanks,
all right,
bro.
You bet. Hey, tomorrow, Haven Humane, and we'll be talking about that on Wednesday. Larry Lees.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this word.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. President Trump denying that his immigration order caused all the chaos at the nation's airports over the weekend. He is also pointing to Delta's computer glitches as well as protesters. In a series of tweets, Trump wrote, "There is nothing nice about searching for terrorists before they can enter the country." He also says his administration had to roll out his immigration order quickly. Any warning would have given the bad guys a chance to make it into the country.
We actually had a very good day yesterday in terms of Homeland Security. And someday we had to make the move, and we decided to make the move.
His order temporarily suspends all immigration for citizens of 7 majority Muslim countries for 90 days. Meanwhile, good news for small business owners, as President Trump has signed an executive action aimed at significantly cutting regulations.